You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a pair of business owners in Madison.
The auto repair industry is dominated by men. But on Madison's north side, Dutch's Auto Service veers from that reality. As Christina Leffring tells us, the women-owned auto repair shop may be unique, but it faces universal struggles in a changing industry.
By the time Crystal Rossman and Nan Mortensen met working at an auto repair shop, they both had plenty of war stories from working in their field.
It's alienating, it's uncomfortable, it's still very much a man's industry.
That's Mortensen speaking in the office of Dutch's Auto. It's an independent auto repair shop she and Rossman opened 16 years ago. The office has air conditioning, a play center for kids, and of course, a shop dog.
Thank
you. Out in the garage, Rossman has a car on a lift. She uses a stethoscope to listen to the car's axles as Mortensen, in the car, hits the accelerator. For a small, mostly two-person shop, Rossman says they stay busy.
And at first, you know, just had our friends and family and stuff as customers, so sometimes we would just close up and go have lunch, you know, which we miss these days.
That success led to them buying their current shop, which has a steady customer base. Mortensen grew up fixing cars and anything else mechanical.
I was trained by old school mechanics. I'm not a technician. I'm a mechanic. I can fix a lawnmower. I can fix a bicycle. I mean, I can fix a snowmobile. It doesn't matter what it is. I have a variety of skill sets, but not everybody has that variety.
Rossman went to college and got an office job, but realized it wasn't the right path for her. The two share a love of the challenges that come with car repair.
What I really love is that I feel like you'll never know everything. There's so many different makes, models, you know, systems and all that stuff, and you don't get a chance to work on everything. So there's just always going to be something new to learn, some new challenge, you know, and that's what makes it, for me, that's every time I learn something new, it's like, oh yeah, I remember, you know, this is why I'm doing this, you know.
While the two of them loved auto repair, the industry did not love them back. While they and their business are doing well now, they remember how hard it was working in other shops.
It's always a situation of us and them. You know, it's difficult sometimes to form partnerships and friendships. It's difficult sometimes to feel safe in a shop environment with people who don't want you there.
One shop, I would never be full-time because I'm a girl, and I was dedicated to doing the oil changes, the brakes, kind of the simple stuff. And oh, by the way, you're the only one who's going to clean here. The other shop was a little more organized, a little more structured, had a lot more disciplinary rules and such, and if they didn't like you, they would go after you for all the little things. So I ended up leaving because I was keeping track of everything in a notebook so that I had proof that I was doing my job, and I don't need to do that.
They wanted to open a garage with a good work environment for anyone who feels intimidated or unwelcome at auto repair shops.
We wanted to start our own shop so that we could provide transparent auto repair service so that women would feel comfortable and safe coming into a shop. Women are treated like they don't know anything about cars, like it's somehow genetic that you either know about cars or don't know about cars.
But both worry that small independent shops like theirs will die out unless serious changes are made in the industry. Now business is booming, but they have a hard time finding mechanics. Shop classes are increasingly rare at high schools, and some programs at technical colleges train for working at dealerships. As part of their customer service, Mortensen and Rossman try to explain repairs to customers so they know why they're necessary.
I'm not going to sit here and pontificate about a car with a customer, but what I am is an honest person who's going to tell you this is why we're replacing your brakes. My priority is good service and honest repairs. My hands are dirty, my money's clean, and I sleep well at night.
Christina Leffring brought us that story on Dutch's Auto Service in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.